And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We make the dots so you know the actions you can take. How your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But let me remind you, if you have any other finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, as you probably have noticed, we've had a little bit of technical difficulties this morning. It's part of doing live radio, remote locations, doing it from a new studio, as you can probably tell from our background. So it takes a little bit of time to get some of the kinks worked out, and when you're old like me, sometimes that time does take just a little bit longer. But hey, what are we celebrating today? We like to celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Let's see if we can get the systems to wake up and tell me our celebrations of the day. I know we've been watching the markets today. It's been fascinating watching those go along as well, just because it's been a volatile market that we're watching the news going on. Obviously, the news of the day is the impeachment vote in the House of Representatives. I don't think there's any big surprises going on there. The markets, I'm sure, are not going to move at all on the vote. The House will go one way. The Senate's going to go the other way. No big deal. Ho-hum. Oh, hum. Oh, hum. That'll be, yeah, you get that going on in the House of Representatives. How do you have a, you know, that's fascinating to me, obstruction of Congress. Well, you've got a Congress that does absolutely nothing. How do you obstruct that? And the House of Representatives, they're out there doing diddly squat, yet they're claiming to be obstructed. Yeah, we have a court of law that handles that kind of thing. It's not called the impeachment process. But again, you've got that air of superiority. So they have to feel that they're more important than they really are. So that's kind of why we're seeing what we're seeing in the House of Representatives. They don't want to go to court. They're sure that they won't win in court. They don't have a leg to stand on. So why don't we just start this impeachment hoax? And we'll see if we can do that, taking away from the work of the American people. I love listening to the president. He says, well, I'm not going to be watching any of this today. But he doesn't come out and just say, you know something? He's got a lot to do. He's got work that he's getting done. Too bad we can't get the Congress to get on board and helping out just a little bit. You know, they came up with their spending bill that's going to put us more in debt. And a lot of pork in that. But you got to have the, unfortunately, if you don't control both chambers of the Congress, you have to put up with some of this garbage in order to get the things done in the long run. So maybe this impeachment hoax is really something that's good for the country because people are starting to see now what's going on. Maybe they'll understand that elections do have consequences. Maybe they'll understand, you know, it'd be nice if we get rid of some of these Congress people, and yes, that means yours, right? You can't keep voting for the same person and expecting something different to happen. So yes, yours needs to go just like mine. I'm just going to throw that out there. Get rid of them all. Maybe term limits would be good. Get rid of Nancy Pelosi. Obviously, that's another one of those big issues. And if we got rid of her, we might have a little bit of benefit there. But hey, let's look and see what we're celebrating today. National Twin Day. I don't know about that one. Answer the telephone like Buddy the Elf Day. I don't know if we like that one either. Yeah, that's not a good one. National Roast Suckling Pig Day. Okay, we might take that one and go with that. Let's take a look at what the markets are doing. See what what news that will bring us if we can get our computers to move just a little bit quicker for us. It would be a nice thing here. So check that one out for you as well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's been jumping around today. So we're watching that one. We're seeing that it's up now 12 points. S&P 500 is up 2.5. NASDAQ is up 22. The big hit of the day, FedEx, might be something that you might want to look at if you're a stock investor, stock trader. Not saying it's a good buy or not, not giving financial advice, but boy, when it's taking as big a hit as it has right now, you got to wonder how far down can it go? Is it a good buy? Are we starting to look at buying FedEx? I know they didn't do so well on their earnings and they had some problems with their strategic partner. Yes, that would be Amazon. They're having some problems in that relationship. But you know something? It might be a time to take a look and see if there is the right opportunity for you. Have they hit the bottom of where they're going to go? Oh, look at this one. PG&E, they're in the news as well. We're watching that one for you. Pacific Gas and Electric, they came to a new agreement with the courts. What did the courts agree? Well, basically the agreement says, you know something? We're not going to let the Governor Newsom, have a say in this bankruptcy proceeding. I think that's probably a smart move, right? Because Newsom wants to take over everything that you want. The state of California, the bankrupt state of California, to be the ones taking over the electric company? Do you want them to, you know, they do such a great job with the roads. Maybe we can give them the electrical plants now too to oversee. So just throw that out there for you. Take a look at it. See what makes sense for you, for your family. Moving right along. Let's see what else we can find in the daily briefing today. They got some interesting news coming on. Obviously, we spoke a little bit about the impeachment hearings going on. They're going to sit there for the next 8 hours or so in the House of Representatives talking to themselves. We know exactly what the Republicans are going to say. We know exactly what the Democrats are going to say. We know exactly what the vote will be. So all of that is just going on. We might as well just eliminate that one, call it a day, and ignore everything that these guys have to say. It's a shame that we've gotten to that point in our system that nobody really cares what they're doing because everything is so partisan. I looked at the president's approval rating. You got to love this one, right? So 91% of the Republicans approve of what the president is doing. Okay, that's about as partisan as you get. 6% of the Democrats approve of what the president is doing. Well, on the flip side, that's about as partisan as you can get. Yet we look at it and you ask either one of them, what are they contemplating? What is their process? Tell us one thing that do you like the idea of what the president has done with unemployment? Ask it to both sides. They both say yes. Do you like what the president is doing in trade? Both sides seem to say yes. Do you like the idea that your taxes are down? Both sides seem to say yes. Yet they're so polarized when it comes to these different issues. It fascinates me watching where they're going with these. You gotta just look and watch it and make your own decisions, and then you can go from there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back today, the biggest issues facing housing next year, tax tips for the year-end retirement planning, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. With replays available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the phone call. Give me a call again, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the team. Every type of loan program you could possibly imagine is available from our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Hey, let's check the markets today. It's been a fascinating market again today, watching what is going on with all of the different markets, right? I mean, we had the Dow Jones was up earlier, then it was down earlier. Now we're looking at the NASDAQ. It's up over 20 points. FedEx has been a big drag on the markets. All these things are going on, and then we're watching the mortgage market as well. So when we watch the mortgage market, we're looking at that one and saying, where are interest rates going? And today it's been a fairly ugly day on the mortgage market, but I'm not going to say that that's altogether bad, because we are looking at some support levels, so we've got to watch those for you. We are looking at year end. We're looking at low trading volumes. So you got all these different things going on. you're going to be susceptible to bigger swings in the market. So how do you manage that? Well, that's why as a mortgage loan strategist, we're constantly looking at these things saying, what is in the best interest of the consumers that we're looking at? Anybody that's ever going through and they're saying, well, Ron, here's the issue. What is the interest rates? I just had this from a real estate professional this morning. Said, okay, can you help somebody that's in a lower income area and what are the interest rates in that area if you do? Well, the bottom line is you can't answer a question like that. It's like calling a doctor and saying, hey, doc, I need a prescription. So, well, what's wrong with you? Do you need an antibiotic? Do you need a muscle relaxer? What's going on? Right? So you've got the same scenario when you're dealing in the lending environment. There are hundreds of loan products and loan product configurations. Well, Ron, I want a 30-year fixed rate loan. Well, why do you want a 30-year fixed rate loan? You don't want something that might be a little cheaper or better suited for your unique situation? Maybe you want a lower payment than that? Well, a lot of people, the only item that they know about is that 30-year fixed rate loan. So what do they ask for? The only thing they know. That's why you want to be looking at a mortgage loan strategist who can actually help you with some of this information, get you the right information that you need at the right time. That's the bottom line there. So maybe you want to look at an interest-only loan. Maybe you only need the product for a short period of time. Maybe you're looking at a debt consolidation loan. Now, there's another one that's a real strategic product. A lot of people don't understand the debt consolidation loan. Why would they not understand a debt consolidation loan? It sounds like it should be fairly simple. Ah, but no, it's not a very simple product. The debt consolidation loan, you look at that and you say, okay, what if I were to take and borrow money now? Well, when you're doing a debt consolidation loan, for the most part, you're looking at a higher interest rate. Why do you have a higher interest rate? Well, because anytime you're doing a cash out loan, you've got a higher interest rate you're dealing with. You're looking at one of the hits on a cash out loan, or one of the functions of any sort of a loan is it a purchase money loan? Is it a debt consolidation? Where's the loan coming from? What is the purpose? Is it a purchase? Is it a refi? All of those are straight issues that you have to be dealing with when you're looking at the different loan products. Okay, so you look at it and say, what if I were to do that debt consolidation loan right now? And we've been projecting for a very long time right now, maybe for the last 6 months, I should say, we've been projecting interest rates will increase or decrease. They're going to go down significantly by the end of 2020, maybe the beginning of 2021. That's been our projection for quite a while now. So how do you deal with that? How do you manage that? Well, what you do is you get that debt consolidation loan right now, and then you look at it and you say, okay, that's a cash out loan. You wait 6 to 12 months. Interest rates should be lower at that time. And you restructure again. Now you look and you say, okay, well, but Ron, it's going to be $3,000 to restructure now and then I'm going to do it again. Well, if you have the right strategy, if you have the right strategist, it won't cost you that extra money. You don't have to worry about that because you set it up properly. You've structured your loan in a way that makes sense for you and for your family. That's part of doing a strategy or dealing with a strategist as opposed to just going out there and saying, well, I want the only thing that I understand. And that's when you go to a lot of institutions, you go online. What are you going to put online if you go to one of the online lenders? Well, you're going to put on there what you understand, right? You can't put on there something you don't understand because you just don't know what you don't know, right? So it ends up costing you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 more than what it should cost you just because you've gone in and tried to do something online. You know, I use the analogy all the time because I've got a very bad knee. If you're watching me on RonSiegelRadio.tv, you probably just saw me hobble over to the camera to make a little adjustment on the camera there. And I need knee surgery, right? I could go online and figure out where the knee surgery is or how to do the knee surgery. Probably not going to get the best results,
right? Same thing with trying to do your own loan. You're probably not going to get the best results if you go out there and try and do that on your own, just because you don't know what you don't know. Somebody's been studying it, practicing it. They're going to give a much better solution for you. So I'm just throwing that out there for you to be aware of these issues that are going on. Get a loan strategist, and that way you go through and talk through and understand what's going on. Now, we're watching the bonds for you, Quiet Economic News Day. But we did get application data this morning. Mortgage Bankers Association reported that mortgage application volume was down 5% last week. Applications to purchase a home were down 2%, but are now up 10.1% year over year. Refinances were down 7%, now up 135% year over year. The average 30-year mortgage rate, 3.98. This is the Mortgage Bankers Association number. Tomorrow, we'll get the Freddie Mac number. So we always watch both of those for you to see what makes sense for you, what makes sense for your family. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. You're watching also Ron Siegel Radio. When we come back, we are going to, let's see what we've got on the docket. The biggest issues facing housing next year. Tax tips for the new for year-end retirement planning. When is it a smart play to refinance your home loan? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Buyer purchasing power increasing, as you can see here on the slide that's right on the on our social media or on the replay. If you're watching us on a replay, ronsiegelradio.tv. Buyer purchasing power is increasing. Take a look at this, because when we look at purchasing power, how do we come up with the number of purchasing power? We're looking at home prices. Well, we're expecting a 5.7% increase. So that's going to decrease our purchasing power on this sample example by $21,000. But the mortgage rates, they're down almost 1% from last year. So that increases our purchasing power by $40,200. Wages up $5,600. That's 1.5% increase. So the total impact on purchasing power on this particular example, $24,500. Just throw that out there for you. It's a good number. It's good for people who are looking to buy a house. So what is the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio? Biggest issues facing housing next year. This coming year, the housing market will be defined by three things: inventory, interest rates, and appreciation. But the biggest issue the housing market will face in 2020 is an inventory shortage. There are not enough homes on the market for buyers, especially on the lower end of the market, the entry-level homes. This is a topic that has come up frequently within the past several months. Based on what is forecasted, we know that interest rates are projected to remain low. I told you earlier that many of the institutions that we watch are actually expecting interest rates to drop even further, all-time lows by the end of 2020, maybe the early part of 2021. So interest rates projected to remain low, and that appreciation is expected to continue as we move into 2020. Additionally, the upcoming election will provoke many unique perspectives on the health of the U.S. housing market. Obviously, the Republicans are going to say that the market is great. Democrats are going to say the market is horrible. We already know what that is. In whatever camp you're in, you're probably going to be listening to that echo chamber either way, whether you are a Republican or a Democrat. Really doesn't matter which side you're on. We're listening into echo chambers. The Republicans are constantly going to be listening to Fox News. They say now 95% of the Fox viewers are Republican. Then you're going to listen to MSNB Hee-Haw or CNN, and you're going to get the Democrat point of view. Nothing the Republicans do is going to be accurate or fair on that side. So whichever one you're listening to, you already know what they're going to say. It's a shame, because right now we do need to have a strong, unbiased media, news coverage, journalists who are out there doing the investigative work. Unfortunately, we don't have anything like that right now. So that's a big problem in our society. We need to have that. It is very, very important for our checks and balances systems. Right, you have Fox News, it's one way. You've got CNN, MSNB, Hee-Haw. NBC's not even a news company anymore. When you look at it, just like Bloomberg News, where they come out and they say, we're not going to show one side of the argument at all. We won't cover that at all. Well, it obviously tells you that they're trying to just, they're picking winners and losers instead of reporting whatever the facts might be so that you can make your own educated decision. So here we go. What are we seeing in these different marketplaces? The challenge will be understanding what is actually happening and how you can best position yourself if you're thinking of buying or selling your home. Several perspectives to consider on the inventory issue facing housing next year. One of them is coming to us from Realtor.com. Now, again, you look at the issue, Realtor.com. They're going to be giving you a perspective based on the National Association of Realtors. That's who their constituency is. That's who their board of directors is. So where are you going to, what are they, what kind of information are they going to be giving you? They're going to give you a slanted view. But as long as you understand that, you can look at that as being one side of the coin. Then you look at the another periodical and you might be able to get another perspective, and then you're able to make an educated decision. That's the best we can try to do. Or you can just listen to Ron Siegel Radio, and we're going to try and give you the best information that we can find in the marketplace as well, as well as with some of our guests that we bring in as well. So according to Realtor.com, despite increases in new construction, next year will once again fail to bring a solution to the inventory shortage that has plagued the housing market since 2015. Inventory could reach a historic low as a steady flow of demand, especially for entry-level homes, and declining seller sentiment combined to keep a lid on sales transactions, unquote. Diana Olick at CNBC, again, she's generally not accurate, but we'll give you what she has to say anyway. Quote, inventory has been falling annually for five straight months after it recovered slightly toward the end of last year due to a spike in mortgage rates. Rates began falling again by spring of this year. Home builders have been increasing production slowly, but it's not enough to meet the increasingly strong demand, unquote. George Reddio, senior economist with Realtor.com, as millennials, the largest cohort of buyers in the U.S. history, embrace home ownership and take advantage of this year's unexpectedly low mortgage rates. Demand is outstripping supply, causing inventory to vanish. The housing shortage fell acutely at the entry level of the market, where most millennials are looking to break into the market for their first homes. Bottom line, the most important thing you can do is understand what is happening in your local area market. You may not be able to avoid some of the issues brought on by low inventory, but you can be educated and prepared. Let's chat about a strategy for you. If you're thinking about buying that first home, that new home, the strategy might be the biggest thing that you need. You might be needing to look at what strategy you're employing to get that new home, to get that first place of your own, to get out of that basement of mom and dad's, to get out into starting your own life. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Chat a little bit, if I can get my notes up here, tax tips for year-end retirement planning. When is it the smart play to refinance your home? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is staying standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Funny man, Jay, he's piping in. Show me how Realtor.com and Zillow always have different values for properties. Well, look at the intent of both of them, Jay. So Zillow now looking to claim to be an easy solution for people to buy their own home or to buy homes from people. Well, that's just a ploy of theirs to use to getting a discount on your home. Oh, there's no commissions, but the fees are higher than the average realtor commission. So how does that one work out for you? You end up getting significantly less money for your house. Now, they're doing it based on what they say is the value. Well, so they've got an incentive to have your value low. Realtor.com, they're working with the National Association of Realtors, they've got an incentive to have your house home value high because they want you to think that it's a great time to be selling so that you'll call your neighborhood local realtor and sell a house. That's how they make their money. That's who their constituency is. So that's why you're going to end up getting different values from each of them. They've both got a different criteria, a different motivation. And you're left out there looking at it and saying, well, if it's on Google, it must be right. So I went on the internet. It's got to be right. Well, probably not. The idea here is to go back with some of the solutions that we've shared with you in the past in some of the methodologies of getting the most money possible for your house. How do you get the most money possible for your house? You're going to create a buyer frenzy, get the most people in the marketplace to see your property. Now, 89%, almost 9 out of every 10 homes are purchased through a realtor. 9 out of 10 purchased through a realtor. Does that mean that the realtor is where you're finding the house? No. You're finding your house online. That's how most people are finding their property. But they still want to use a realtor to go and get that property. They want to use a realtor to help out with the negotiations. Okay, so now if they're going to go to the realtor, if you understand the rule of seven, most people don't. Most realtors don't even understand this seven process. Well, then you're going to find out that you can actually get more realtors to be pushing your specific property. That's the one that we want them to be looking at. If you're the seller, don't you want as many people to see your property as possible? The rule of seven will make that happen each and every time.
And if you want to understand that better, give me a call, 800-306-1990. It takes a couple hours to explain it. Maybe it doesn't take quite that long, but it's longer than what we could do on a radio broadcast. But if you want to understand this rule of seven, how to maximize the return on your property, again, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I do not sell real estate. I just understand the way the process works. I can put you in touch with the realtors who understand this. Once you understand it, once you say, hey, Ron, that makes total sense to me. Can you put me in touch with somebody in my neighborhood or that can get me set up with a process like this? The answer to that question will be a resounding yes. We can do that for you. We can make that happen. And just give me a call again, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Some of our, as I've shared with you, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. Some of our computers don't want to give us the information that we're needing as quickly as we need it on a broadcast here. So I might have to look at some alternatives in our new location. For some reason, my computer seems to go into molasses mode as soon as we go on air here. So we're going to see if I can maybe figure out how to get this corrected for you, because we have some really good tax tips that we want to be sharing with you on how to get the most from your minimize your taxes. And it's always a big issue for us when we're talking at this time of year, because you need to be taking care of taxes now. Taxes are not dealt with the first part of next year. That's when you're going to be dealing with reporting your taxes. It's not when you're going to be dealing with your taxes and getting them done at that time. It's too late. So right now there are some tax tips for year-end retirement planning. If I can get one of these computers to open up, we'll be in real good shape here, but they seem to be getting me on the slow motion today. So have you talked to your tax planner yet? Have you worked with a tax planner? Have you got a program, a process in place to help you out? We have a lot of planners that work with Ron Siegel Radio that we can put you in touch with to help you get your taxes in order. Have you determined, have you looked at your required mandatory distribution or your minimum distribution for the year? You don't want to get caught on that one. If you're age 70 and a half, you need to be talking to a financial planner. We've got several of those that work with us on Ron Siegel Radio. You got to talk to one of them if you haven't got your own dealing with that with you. It's a big, big tax hit if you haven't taken that required minimum distribution. Don't want you getting caught in that trap. Have you made your 401k contributions? Now, that one there, you've got some time on that because the government will let you do that a little bit later on. You don't have to have that done before the end of the year. Again, I'm not giving you tax advice. Talk to your CPA or your tax planner. Call them and say, hey, I heard this from my friend Ron on the radio, and he said that I can work with you, that you might be able to help me. Make that call right away, because I just had a conversation yesterday with a CPA. And they're actually online right now doing a lot of training for taxes for the 2019 filing period. They're going through that training right now. They have to get that done or else they're not going to have it in time. They take them a lot of time. And it goes back to one of the other areas that I promote on a regular basis, just making sure that you know what your plan is, right? You do what you do on a regular basis. You do maybe you're a plumber, maybe you're an electrician. You're studying your craft. Do you think you could be an expert in taxes without studying that craft? Do you think that CPAs and enrolled agents just get up in the morning and they, by osmosis, they're getting all the information that they need in order to develop or get you the best tax guidance you can? Do you wonder why it is that we hear on the news all the time that certain companies don't pay any taxes? Well, they're paying a lot of taxes and they're paying exactly what is required of them. The issue becomes, How do they minimize that tax liability? Well, the way they minimize that is they've hired somebody that understands the code. Section 453 lets you sell a business that lets you sell a property and have a tax advantage to it. Just throw that out there. You have to understand that. If your CPA doesn't understand it, maybe it's going to hurt you in the long run. I'm just throwing that out there because we've had some folks talk to us about it. We've had Todd Halterman come in here and chat about it. Again, not a CPA, but you can ask your CPA, hey, can you help me understand Section 453, how that might apply to me? If your CPA doesn't understand it, not a problem. Give us a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We'll put you in touch with one of the CPAs and lawyers that work with us here on Ron Siegel Radio, and we'll get you the information you need, that get that right to your CPA so they can see how that might apply to you, how that might benefit you. I just throw that out there for you. So it's not too late to make some of the retirement and other money moves before ringing in the new year. Talking about what to do with the year end, there are a lot of different things to consider, some of which depend on whether you are still working or whether you've reached that magic age of 70 and a half. If you're still working, you still have the ability to make contributions to your qualified plans like your IRAs or 401ks. You want to make sure to maximize those, and I say maximize them to the extent of the match, whatever your company match is. If your company doesn't match you, then there might be some better solutions for you. Again, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with one of the financial planners that we work with. For 2019, you can contribute up to $19,000 in your 401k retirement account, which is funded by pre-tax dollars. If you're 50 or older, you can put in another $6,000 as a catch-up contribution. So that's $25,000 that can be put away. For traditional and Roth IRAs, you can contribute up to $6,000 for 2019. You get an extra grand there if you're over 50. In 2020, the 401k contribution increases to $19,500. Your catch-up contribution goes up to $6,500. Now, if you're 70 and a half, if you reached 70 and a half in 2019, you must take the required minimum distributions or RMDs from your retirement account. These are the annual amounts you must withdraw each year to avoid the penalty. You don't want the penalties. But there are exceptions. You can delay your first minimum distribution until April 1st of the year after you turn 70 and a half, according to the IRS. Again, talk to your financial planner and CPA. Very important you make those required minimum distributions because not only are the distributions taxable, yeah, that's it. The government wants that tax money. There's a penalty of 50% if you don't make that contribution. 50%, yeah.
Oh.
Not exactly what you want to be doing. A lot more to it, but give us a call at 800-306-1990. We'll get you the full report, put you in touch with the people you need to talk to. And as always, we ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Tides that I tried to swim against, put me in-